A very good morning, Namibia. It's now exactly 5 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and you are now tuned in to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. It's the 18th of July, 2026, a beautiful, wonderful weather in the capital city. And today on today's topic discussion is kindness. I have realized that people talk about kindness here and there, but I had a question in mind as to this kindness, is it coming from the heart, or it's coming with strings attached? You know, you'd find someone being kind. Yes, they are being kind, they are doing it with their whole heart, but yet there are some that are doing it to be recognized, because they know for sure, if I continue doing this for Francina here and there every time, wherever she's going to be, and they bring up a certain topic, then she'll be like, no, I'm grateful. I have a Johanna in my life. You know, she does A, B, and C, and D for me. And obviously, when you tell everyone out there, they'll be like, oh, no, she's a good person. She should continue being such a person. It's rare to find such people in this world. Not knowing that you don't know what their intentions. So some do it with all their heart, with the love they have for you, or with the caring. But then the others do it because they want to be recognized, or they need something in return, or a favor. They'll need a favor from you. You know, some will be like, no, let me do it because I also need help one day, and I'll come to it. And the others, those ones that will remind you after 10 years, 3 years, they'll remind you that, remember when I did A and B and C for you. So there's different types of kindness. We have different people that are showing their kindness in different ways. So we're going to talk about that today. The kindness that you are receiving. Because one can also tell, you'll be able, it will be hard, but one can also tell we are good enough to observe and notice that, no, this person has been doing this for me, but there's been silence, and this person has been doing this for A, B, and C for me, but the moment they do for me a favor, do something for me, after a day, they'll be like, remember when I did this for you? Why are you not also now helping me if I helped you? So we're going to look into that, and why is it so important we should be kind to one another? Kindness is needed, you know? So we're going to dive deeper into that, and then we're going to also talk about the fake kindness and the real kindness. So at least by the end of the day, you'll be able to tell that, are you getting the fake kindness or the real kindness? And then we're also going to talk about the so it's how one can identify the kindness, the fake and the real one, and then also why is kindness important in our lives, and why should we be kind to one another? So before we dive deeper into this, we are just going to take a listen to Raja. We'll be right back. To stay tuned, do not leave that frequency.
To take my eyes off of you, especially a bite and move. The way you hold that thing, me wanna hold that thing. Baby, let me take a look. Oh Lord, me want all the girls in the whole world. I know what I'm doing is so wrong, but since no man can focus, we definitely don't give a fuck. She said she know me got a girlfriend, and so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? She said she know me got a woman on me bed. What if I, what if I, oh na na, what if I, what if I do? Listen to me quick, so me girlfriend says she wants me back home by 2. What will I do? So
me tell her, say, my car broke down, not my two. Girl, I won't be home so soon. Oh, Lord, you want all the girls in the whole world. I know what I'm doing is so wrong. But since no man can focus, we definitely don't give a fuck. She said, she know me got a girlfriend. And so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? She said, she know me got a woman on me bed. What if I? What if I? What if I do? Girl, I am wayward. Be like not the only way forward. Your body looking like two planets. You're not from the same world. Girl, I am famous. Swear down, I'm a playboy too. And if you bust up my brain too much, I swear if it's break up. What? Can't seem to take my eyes off of you, especially your bite and move. The way you roll that thing, you wanna roll that thing. Baby, let me take a look. Oh Lord, me want all the girls in the whole world. I know what I'm doing is so wrong. But since no man can focus, we definitely don't give a fuck. She said, she know me got a girlfriend. And so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I go? She said, she know me got a woman on me bed. What if I, what if I, what if I, what if I do? She said, she know me got a girlfriend. And so what, what if I, what if I, what if I, what if I do? She said, she know me got a woman on me bed. What if I, what if I, what if I, what if I do?
No, 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 I'm your lady, you gotta treat me like.
Something so strong, something we gather must.
And that was the sounds of Celine Dion, Goodbyes. It's exactly 21 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Pardon me, 8 o'clock. And if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Pardon me, 10 o'clock. Excuse me, I think I'm used to the old time when I used to run the show from 9 to 11, but it's now 8 to 10. Now, moving on, before we went for the musical break, I spoke about we are going to focus on kindness. You know, I have noticed that we don't really know the kind of kindness we are receiving from our loved ones, the ones that are close to us. Are we getting the true, the fake kindness or the real kindness? You know, there's so many ways that people show their kindness, and some also give their kindness in with the return of something in future, or you know, next time someone can be doing helping you, doing something for you, not because they want to, but they think of, no, I know for sure also when I need help, he or she can do it because I also did A and B and C for her or for him. And again, also it depends on where you stand. You know, you'd find that one would think of, okay, if I do this for him or her, am I sure that whatever I'm going to need, he or she will be able to help me, you know? And now you think of it as, okay, I think I'll go with the flow because I also, you know, want to be recognized, or tomorrow I know that I'll also come for something. So the definition of kindness is the quality of being generous, you know, compassionate and also considerate towards others, and also driven by the genuine intention, you know, to help without expecting a reward. But nowadays you'd find one helping. There are those that are very kind, those that you know that you want it, they are rare to find, you know. Then there are those ones that know that I'm doing this, but tomorrow when I come back to, you know, you'd find someone out there's like, I did this for Johanna, and I hope when I also need help, or when I also need a favor from her, or when I need her to help me or meet me halfway with something or do something for me, she'll be able to do it because I did A and B and C for her today. So sometimes not the person that you did the kindness towards, but also the person that did the kindness to you will be around speaking, you know, talking. So it also involves taking active, thoughtful measures to support the well-being of those around you. So kindness is very much needed. You know, when I don't know what kind of feeling you get, but you know, when you do something for someone that really needed that certain thing or needed that help, and you do it out of your generous and now you are, you know, you just have that. You just feel better, you know. You just feel relieved. You just feel overwhelmed. You know, you just feel, there's just a different feeling, man, that you always have once you do something because you did it with your heart. And you also don't know how much this person needed that help from you, or that assistance from you, or that favor from you. And you know, one, the way they also approach you, you know, let me say, for example, you approach the person that you need of $100 help, and you are willing to refund it back with maybe an extra $20 because you really, really need this money. And now you approach this person decides that no, you don't have to refund it with an interest, and you don't even have to refund it at all. You know? And you know, now you have said that, and this person will be so much grateful, so much happy, and they'll be in so much shock, they'll be like, okay, who would give me just $100 like that? Now regarding the relationship that you have with the person, but sometimes just this person that you know, but there's not really that relationship there, but you're just lucky because you found a generous person, which is also rare to find. So this person gives you that $100, and I myself, let me say for example, I gave that $100. So I say that I don't need it with an interest, or I don't even need it as I don't need it back. It doesn't have to be refundable. So I feel relieved because I helped someone. You know, I don't mind and all that. Then this same person also, the way they feel this, it's the same feeling that you have, because they so grateful for your help. Because number one, this person might have said they will refund it, but they don't know where they will get it from to refund back. They are just saying refundable because they know that's when one would give, you know. But even though in mind they know that I have no way to find this $100, they will obviously have to make a way to find this $100 to refund it back. But now because I decided to say no, it's non-refundable, and then they'll feel so overwhelmed and happy, because they'll be like, huh, I didn't know where I would get this money, but I came to ask the right person, you know. So we have two types of kindness you can get from a person. It's either you get the fake kindness or the real kindness. So what is the difference between this fake and kindness and the real kindness? So you find the manipulative one, you know. You're allowing the person to say something hurtful while pretending they care, you know. True kindness doesn't need the pretendance. It's straightforward, respectful, and considerate. So you don't have to pretend. You know, there are people that are very good at pretending, and it's very hard to also identify that this is fake kindness, because you know you'd find you need help, or you need something, and this person does it for you, and then they do A, B, and C, and all that, and you know it would be very painful and shocking just to find out that this person was not really, you know, doing it with their whole heart, but then they're just doing it because they knew that, no, I myself also need a help one day. Let me use an example of a student. You go to school and you need financial help here and there. You are a NASA beneficiary, but you also have, you know, needs here and there, so you aren't able to cater with everything with the NASA money that you get. So now for example, you get this money, and then from a certain uncle or so, and then you know you think the uncle is helping you, or the auntie is helping you, or this what any relative is helping you here and there with a 200, with a 300 here, A, B, C, D, taxi, what's or not, whatever you need. And there are some that remind you that you are going to pay me back this money. Or there'll be some giving it that, and they even complain that, no, I'm helping you right now, but when you get a job, you forget about us, you do forget about me, like we don't even exist. But I mean, even though this person completes their studies, they graduate, job hunt, and then maybe they get a job, same as also now, it's they are graduate and they are busy job hunting, you know. So they also need another the finance for transport to go to interviews. And you know, interviews are not sometimes just in one town, it can be from different towns and from region to region. So you need that money. And then also sometimes that accommodation where you are going to, obviously you might have a relative there, but you wouldn't want to go empty handed. You have to at least take something along and all that, and money to make copies and printing and all that. So you get help here and there by your relatives, but at the end of the day you hear from them saying that, ah, we helped Francina with making copies and the transport money to go do interviews here and there, but looking at her, she seems like someone that's stingy. I don't think she'll pay back this money, or she'll do she'll be able to take care of someone in future, you know. But it doesn't mean you as an uncle or auntie or whoever in the family has helped this person doesn't mean that after you have helped this person, you expect this person to come help you. Even if he's not going to help you, any family member, it's better than nothing. So you'd find that one would take it as, I helped her, so once she gets a job, she should come help me also. No. As long as after they complete their studies, they someone also in their family has a student or someone has needs financial help or need to be met halfway here and they do it for that person, then it's fine. But then you expect someone that after they are done, after they complete their studies and get a job, they want that same person to come back straight to you and you know, give you money and do favors for you here and there. And then if you, and then that, let me say, for example, you come to me and you be like, no, I need a $200. This is what has happened, A, B, and C. And then I'll be like, no, unfortunately, I'm not, you know, financially stable now. Maybe perhaps could you just wait when, you know, you didn't even promise. You just gave an estimated time or day. And then from there, they'll be like, yeah, I knew it. I told you. And they'll even remind you. Remember when you used to cry to me that you need the financial help of this and this? You needed tax money. You needed money for transport to go into interviews or to make copies or to print your papers. Or you needed money for food. You are starving or your rent and what so not. And I didn't hesitate to help you. You know? You are being reminded already, but they didn't think of, okay, let me just hold on and wait for that day to come again and see if what I was told here, will it be fulfilled? And yet you don't know that, no, maybe the certain person that you have helped is busy helping someone else also, because not everyone speaks, you know? So maybe there's a certain other cousin or nephew or niece or uncle or auntie being helped and you are not aware of it. So now you you go complain here and there, and then someone all of a sudden says, no, maybe he or she has a lot on her plate because I've realized that she's been helping who. That's when you are in your shock and you don't know what to say. So I'm just trying to say here that let's do things not to get a reward at the end of the day, or to be notice that you are the one that's doing A, B, and C in the family, or your friends are aware of what you do and all that, because we're not gonna call that any kindness anymore, because you are kindness with your hands, but your mouth, what you are saying, what's coming from your mouth, you know, it's something else. You know, you have to do something from your heart. If you know that what you are doing right now is not something that you want to do, you're just doing it for the sake of to avoid people talking or to avoid other unnecessary stories here and there. You know, so you'd find also the hidden. There are those hidden ledgers. You know, there are those the genuine acts of care. Are given freely without strings attached, you know, the fake kindness, however, acts like a transaction, you know, keeping the score. They frequently remind you of past favors or suddenly expect a return on their investment. This is what I've been talking about. Like, you'd find that you just find someone that whatever you ask, they are doing it. And you'd be like, at first, you'll be fine with it. And then when all of a sudden you start doubting and asking yourself, like, but why is this person, whenever I ask, they even go extra miles. If I ask for 200, they double the money. If I ask for this, they go extra miles to do so. And, you know, A, B, and C is being done. And you are like, oh, maybe he's just a good person. Maybe he understands because he was once a student or she was once a student. Or they know their life and they want what's best for me. Not knowing at the end of the day when you are there, they'll be like, no, remember when I did this for you. And they also find that maybe someone was helped by a family member or by family members. And then one amongst the 5 or 2, 3, 10 people that have helped, maybe one of them or two of them have a business. So you as the one that... you as a beneficiary, after you have completed your studies, now you are sitting at home, but you are still busy job hunting. And this uncle of yours approaches you and like, no, while you are sitting at home, why don't you just come or auntie, come help me at the tuck shop or here, and then I can give you what you can be getting. It's better than you being home, and you can be helping yourself here and there. And then also, you can also be getting, when I gave you something, you can use it as your taxi money to go to interviews, or you can use it as your transport money to go wherever you have are going to conduct an interview, or you can also use it as your money to do the copies and everything, whatever you need to do. And then this person comes, then they'll be like, oh, it's fine, actually, it's better than me being home, and I wouldn't be home, though. I wouldn't want to be sitting at home every day, and you don't know how long it would take for me to get a job and all that, you know. So you are there helping up. Comes the first month, you get your salary. Next, the second month, again, you get your salary. And then the third month, you start getting half. The next time, they start giving you. And then you would wonder, like, maybe these things are not financial, the things are financially not fine, and I understand. As long as I'm at home, that he has been paying me or she has been paying me. So eventually things will get back to normal. So you're waiting for him to communicate with you, know what's happening here. And then one day you decide to ask this uncle or auntie, no, I'm really in need of $200 for cosmetics, you know, and I've realized, I don't know, you haven't communicated with me how things are going. Maybe things are not fine or so, and I need money in A, B, and C. Then they start reminding you. Like, you forgot the sacrifice I've made for you to be where you are right now, to get that qualification. You know, that money that I've been paying for your taxi or for your tuition fee or for your rent or whatever that you've done for this person, it's been coming from this business. So now it's time for you to pay back what I've done for you. You know, there are certain people like that. They do such things. They'll be helping you and you are like, okay, I found the best, coolest uncle. He advises me or she advises me. He always checks up on me and always encourages me. Because of him, I have you know, been strong and all that. Not knowing that sometimes he's doing this because he knows that if in future he'll need your help, so he's doing it because he wants something also from you. So there are certain family members that are like that. It's exactly 38 minutes past the hour of 8. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. We are going for another short music break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned.
Standards just to keep somebody close, accepting half-hearted love because I feared being alone. You made me question my beauty, my value, my voice, till I became a stranger inside my own life. Day through cheating scandals, late night lies and empty apologies. Even gave you money while you called me too demanding. I kept trying to fix us while you kept breaking me slowly. And every time I forgave you, I betrayed myself instead. Ooh. One day I looked in the mirror and barely recognized my eyes. So I buried the girl who begged for love, the girl who cried for crumbs of affection. Hey. No more chasing people who only show up when it benefits them. Hey. I know my worth now, even if I walk alone.
Money, blindness, and more time.
Yeah. Now I finally breathe again. Healing was not dramatic. It happened in quiet moments.
like sleeping peacefully again without checking your phone, like laughing without fear, like eating without anxiety, like realizing loneliness feels safer than disrespect. I stopped blaming myself for wounds I didn't create.
People, not to punish you, but to protect you. So I bury the girl who begged for love, the girl who cried for crumbs of affection. No more chasing people who only show up when it benefits them. I know my worth now, even if I walk alone. She healed. She rose again. Amen.
Sabaluto Gobu Konuba Umbelingangi Chachala.
Ah, I'm saoule. Ay, ako vu, mi mandi saoule. Ba, ba diye.
Secret love will never be your true love. I can't be no secret, baby. It's breaking my heart. I won't be a secret, cause it's just a waste of my life. I'm telling you from the start, I won't be the one who gives you love when you're all alone.
All right, 52 minutes past the hour of 8. We have exactly 8 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Angidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. And kindness is our topic discussion for today, but we're not only focusing on the kindness itself, but the difference between the fake kindness and the real kindness. Like I said, we live in a world where we have those that are doing it with their whole heart. They are willing to help. They want to, with no strings attached, with no any favor in return, or with no reward. But they are just doing it for the sake of helping and meeting you halfway where they can, because they know how life is, or they're just trying to make things better for you. And then we have the ones that are just trying to do help you for the sake of gaining something from you, even though it's not now, but for future, you know. Like I said, we went for the musical break, that you'd find some certain family members or relatives that have helped you here and there while you were a student, or even though you are not a student, wherever they have helped you in your life. And then now they decide that, no, since you are still job hunting, come help me here and there. Maybe come babysit, and then I can be giving you something in this certain amount. You stay with me, and then food, cosmetics will be on me. I'll just be giving you the certain amount to just help you, maybe when you need airtime or what so not. And then there's this one that have a tax shop or a business here, and then they invite you or they call you to come work for them, with an agreement that they'll be giving you something, so for you to be earning instead of you just being home. And then you'll be like, oh, it's something good, because at least when I have interviews to attend to, or when I need money to make copies and what and print, at least I have $100 that I can use of my own rather than borrowing here and there. And you know, sometimes it's also difficult to ask for money. You know, not everyone is able to help you unless they are willing to. So you get that help, and then you end up now helping your uncle, your aunt, or whoever your relative asked you to assist them at babysitting and all that. Then they start giving you the first 2 months, they start giving you, and then the other month they start giving you half, the other month is an excuse, and then the next thing you see, it's 2 months going by, you not getting something in return. And then when you try to ask that, no, I'm in need of, you know, cosmetics, so I'm in need of this, and can you at least give me something so I can, you know, go buy? And then they'll be like, no, but do you think of the time I have been sacrificing to help you finish your studies or complete your studies, your taxi fare, your renting and all that? That money that has been helping you has come from this business, and then you still want me to be giving you? And you know, so many stories that you hear about most people being, you know, treated in that way, as to, I helped you, so now it's time for you to pay back what the amount of money that I spend on you, some time for you to pay back by doing the work and all that. So you'd find some people that are now right now working in family business, but they're not getting anything because they have paid for you your tuition fee, or they've done for you a favor, they've done for you something. Now it's time for you to pay back by working for them, not getting paid. So that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening in this world. That's what most people are going through right now. You can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on today's topic discussion. And that's on the fake kindness and the real kindness that we have. Now, another thing also I have mentioned is that, you know, we also have leverage, you know. They only offer help if it provides leverage or puts you in their debt. You know, and also another thing of what also the lack of consistency. You know, you'd find authentic people that remain respectful and compassionate regardless of the situation, your usefulness, or who is watching. So you also find that there are those with conditional interest, their warmth fades the movement. You no longer serve a purpose and cannot offer a benefit or have nothing to give. And then also there's, you know, the audience are based, you know. Some people, their kindness is reserved for times when they have an audience to impress or gain the public recognition, you know. And that's why sometimes one would ask, is this person really helping because they want to, they know the struggle and they are willing to sacrifice with whatever they have to help this person or this couple not to be in shame or to be in shame, or this family that you've heard of. You know, we always see things happening. We read stories on social media, those that are in need of help and milk, and, you know, mothers that are left by their fathers or the children. You know, so many things happening. So now you decide that, no, because out of your generosity, you want to do this for this person. But then you'd find those that are doing to gain the public recognition, to be known that, no, this certain company, this certain person has helped this mother or this child to do A, B, and C. And now you'll be sharing on your page, because when you are recognized, you are now sharing, and you'll be like, you know, there's some people that just talk. We talk, you know, as blacks, we talk. We always talk. We want to be seen. We want to be known that, oh, so this is a person that helped A, B, this is the person that did A, B, and C. Then you also find the boundary backlash, you know. They become distant or cold the second you set a healthy boundary. Another thing also you'd find that, you know, one of the most revealing tests of a person's character is watching how they behave when they have nothing to gain. You know, the service workers, let me say for example, you know, the fake kindness often drops entirely behind closed doors, or when interacting with waiters and cleaners or strangers. You know, sometimes you'd find one trying to be all kind because of, in front of, you know, there are people that pretend. Let me say, for example, you are seated out in a restaurant and you are on a date. Let me use the date as an example. So you are trying to get to know each other, right? You're on a date, you're trying to get to know each other, and maybe that one of you are not really that generous person, sort of rude, and because of your standard and all that, and you looking down on this waitress and all that. So because you don't want to give a wrong impression on your first date, you decide to pretend, you try to treat all the waitress all well and the cleaners and all, but it's hurting you, it's paining you deep down there. And because you have maybe also sometimes noticed that the person that you're on a date with is someone that's generous, and you know how your character is, you know who you are, you know how you are, and you are trying by all means to pretend and to fake your kindness because you want to impress this date of yours that you are with. Now you are there, but deep down you are burning. Deep down you're not at peace with it because you just have to go with the flow to be able to gain or to win this person's heart, or to, you know, to be the lucky one. So you are all there pretending and all and a kindness. And then tomorrow, when you come back to the same place, you even wish you could just take back what you did. That kindness that you have showed, that fake kindness that you have showed, because now you have become the real you, the date is no more there, and you want to now become, go back to the way you were, to the person that you were, just that because now you want to impress this date of person of yours that you have. Now, you also find a guilt and manipulation. You know, instead of truth, true empathy, there'll be and fake kindness. It's often accompanied by manipulative tactics to control the narrative. Like, let me say, for example, in validating feelings, you know, you'd find that you are overreacting, or a classic sense of fake kindness, you know, that's used to invalidate your feelings while keeping the speaker looking polite. And then also the guilt trips, you know, you'd find when they don't get immediate praise or gratitude, they may turn cold, act disappointed, or even try to make you feel guilty. You know, so your nervous system is remarkably good at detecting the gap between what someone says and what they actually mean. So you'd find also the friends. We live in a world, we also have fake friends. So these friends are just with you, there with you because of what they see you have or what you do. You know, you might not notice this, but you might be living in a fake friendship. Friendship. You are with your friends, but you don't really know that what kind of friendship is this. Is it the one with the real friendship where it's filled with kindness and all this kindness? Is this kindness coming from the heart? Is the love there, or is this just someone trying to pretend because they know very well that if I don't show all my kindness in this relationship, I might end up losing all this. You know, maybe one might be there because of the materials. They know that if they decide to do away with this relationship or friendship, then that means they might end up losing their loved, the person, because they're not the person, but the things that they have received in that friendship or in that relationship. So you'd find, you know, you there, you say you have a true friend and all that, they act all out of kindness. You go over, come over to that place. You know, sometimes we as friends, you know, like you have a problem and then you say, like, no, let me call my friend, and then you go over, they treat you all well, and you'll be like, because you have been always receiving that kindness from this friend of yours, not knowing very well that this friend of yours is just with you because they are benefiting something, they are gaining something out of your the friendship that you guys have together. Now you always, whenever you are facing a problem, you run to them, you call them, you speak to them, you speak up, because you know that it's a true friend. They have been showing, they're showing you kindness for years, not knowing that that's not why they are showing you the kindness. And just after you have left, they call the other bestie, the true friend, that, ah, guys, she was here today and she was so much annoying me. I just had to pretend, because if I don't show that kindness, then I'm going to suffer in this and A, B, and C. So now I'm trying by all means to make sure that she takes me as a true friend and all that. And then you even start speaking out the things that she has shared with you. And then you'll be like, ah, she even slept here. I think I'm even going to wash my bed sheets. You know, saying all sorts of things about the friend that you have helped, or you have done whatever kindness that you have shared or shown to this person, and you start saying all sorts of things, you start saying bad things, that, you know, showing all the things, and you know, it's all always painful, you know, knowing very well that we have the ones that are faking it out there. You know, I remember a cousin of mine that once had a friend, né? And the friend always had a cousin that was faking it, you know. So mind you, this cousin of mine, the friend went through the most while she was there at home. You know, it was a family home, and she was going through the most. She was like, you know, I consider them as my family members, but just one day, they didn't notice that she's back. You know, she left the house, but when she came back, the cousin didn't notice that she has come home. And while she was now in the house, she was like, I normally make noise, but today I just came in all quiet, and then I took my phone and then went in the room. And just to hear the things that she heard the own cousin has been saying about her, that the wishing her to leave the house, she's not worth it, you know, all sorts of bad things, you know. And her even saying that, you know, she's, and this person, mind you, she works, but not a stable job. It's just something she can help herself with. But then she tries by all means, because she has a good heart, she tries by all means, whatever little she gets, she at least tried to, you know, that day, if it's month end, and decided, no, let's just, you know, have something nice at home, because, like, you know how it is, month ends, most you don't decide to cook, you decide to eat out or something. And then you're like, yeah, it's just because of that she goes to work and all that. But I wish she could just leave, you know. And the problem is that it's because of the money that she gets. At least she gives me this A and B. She gives me this certain amount, so I don't mind her with the money. But at least for her just to go out. And then I think maybe the other one was like, okay, you're going out. I mean, you want the person to go out now. How will the person be giving you something if they'll be gone? Like, no, I'll still by all means try to come closer, even to go to her, you know. So this is what the other one was sharing with the other one, and she has realized that. So even your own family can be fake towards you, which is true. You can be living in the same house, but they are trying to be fake when you are out. It's this, they say bad things behind your backs when you are your back, and when you are back home, you are being shown all the love, you are being treated well. If it's approaching month end, the jokes, the conversations, the treatment you get, you'll be like, I have a true sister, I have a true brother, or through niece or nephew. But not knowing that, because we are approaching those days, or the good days are coming, so we have to start pretending, so that when once it happens, we will be included in whatever he or she is planning. Because I know very well that we will be involved. You know, I also read something again on social media that was yesterday on Facebook, whereby someone was, it's a story of he used to work, and then he lost his job during COVID-19, and then after that he stays in a family house, and then after that they started treating him bad, they started treating him different, and then he used to live in another house, going to job hunt and all that, and comes back, no changes and all that. So one day he got a job, and he decided not to tell anyone from home that he got a job. So he came home, he pretended that he still came like any other ordinary day. He came back home, he did he kept quiet, he slept. Next day, left the house as normal, like he's going to job hunt. And then when he came back home that day, he found that people ate KFC at home, but for him, apparently he was given cabbage and pap to eat. So after he ate his cabbage and pap and kept quiet, and then apparently everyone in the house disrespect him, except his one of his niece, I think it's niece or nephew, I can't really recall, that that respects him, that treats him equally, you know. So he said that now, at the end of the story, he said that no, he's getting paid. Now, I don't know when was the story written, but he was like, no, he's getting paid tomorrow, and he's planning on taking out that niece of his that has been treating him so well and with all the respect, no matter who he was or where he was standing in life. And he's also planning on buying that KFC for all the whole family, because he said he's not the type of person that has a grudge or treat them the way they have treated him. He's gonna treat them fairly and properly, not like the way they treated him, because he said he's not the kind of person he is, you know. And I'm like, when I read that, I'm like, wow, you know, it's rare to find such people, because someone that has been treated like that. And also, he also mentioned that he's planning on moving out of the house, you know, because he has noticed that now he will move out and he will have his own space. So this is just to show that even though they have been treating you in a bad way, there was no kindness. I know some will right now be like, me, the treatment they have gave me, I have not noticed in that house anything that's being done. I'm excluded. I'm treated this way. People cook when I come back. I find the pots washed, or where they cook, where they take out for the important ones, they put for them, they scrape for them in different lunch boxes and put it aside. Then you find the food in the pot that you don't know if someone was eating, and then decided to leave, and you know, it touched food already, you know. I'm not that person that I'm. And then be like, once I get back on my feet, I'm not gonna share their love and all that. I will show them my true colors. The same way they're treating me, I'll treat them back that way. But it doesn't work like that. As much as I know you were hurt, you're disappointed because of what has happened. You know, sometimes it's just not worth paying back with evil. You are paid with evil. Don't pay back with evil. You know, just, you know, when you do something good, ne, it puts them at shame. They become so shocked, embarrassed. They even feel like taking back what they have been doing to you, or saying the words they've been saying to you, because you would find now that you have treated this person so bad. Like now, the scenario that I gave right now, this guy, it was treated so bad after he lost his job, meaning they just cared about him because he was financially stable. But now, because he lost the job, that's when the true colors, this one, when you go to see the true colors. And sometimes some things happen for a reason, you know. I know it's hurtful, it's painful, but sometimes it's just to show you who the real people are in your life. No, you lose your job, it's when you notice that who the real people are in your life. And then once you have seen what kind of people you have in your life, and when you know that now you have recovered, you have been healed, then you get back onto your feet. That's when now you know that who can you involve in your life, who are the real people for you. Because sometimes, you know, we live with people not knowing that, no, these people are fake people. You don't notice it, but once something that hits hard, either you lose a job or you end up, maybe you guys end up getting half of your salary, or just something happens, you know, and it's just a storm that has come for certain maybe months, and things will go back to normal, you know, because obviously things will go back to normal. So things go back to normal, and then you are going, then things start going well for you. Your finances are going well and all that. And then, you know, it's sometimes things just happen for you to know who you are really engaging yourself with, or who you are really having in your circle, to what kind of people you have in your circle. So sometimes you are left with one or two people in your life because of what has happened. And then the same people will still try to come back because now they've noticed that, nah, I think things are going well for him or her. Let me call him. Then you start calling, how things are. Then you think you have to go back to the person. You just pretend like, no, everything is fine. And then you know, as long as that friendship that you had, or that relationship that you had, you don't have to go back to that relationship. It's best you just continue with the people that were in your life, that continue being with you in your life, up until you got back again to your feet. It's exactly 15 minutes past the hour of 9. You have just tuned in to, pardon me, if you have just tuned in to Eagle FM, you are listening to Social Times with Francina Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. And if you are finding yourself anywhere in the world, in the country, you can listen to us on our Eagle FM app. That's, if you download our app on Play Store, and then you are good to go to listen to us wherever you are. And also, we also have our podcast, so that's on, you can go onto our website, and then you go to, that's now www.eaglefm.com.na. www.eaglefm.com.na, and you are good to listen to the shows that you have missed or you want to listen to repeatedly. Now, moving on before... moving on to our topic discussion, we're going to take a listen to just a short podcast on kindness, and then we'll be right back. Do not leave the frequency. Do stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
In a world of 7 billion unique people of all different backgrounds, ethnicities, languages, religions, economic standings, and values, it's easy to say, I can't relate. In a world of 7 billion people who all experience joy, pain, love, and hurt, it's even easier to say, I know how it feels. Our own vulnerability invites others to be more apt to sharing their own stories, creating stronger social ties. Nobody wants to feel alone in their struggles. It is when we learn to acknowledge and understand that everyone is going through their own set of battles, do we buy into a community. As a society, we look to solve social issues by simply addressing them. Pointing out our flaws is an important step in creating solutions, but I believe that the root of all evils we face are attributed to who we are as people. We ostracize differences in fear that we might be the different ones. We envy the lives of people we don't actually know out of insecurity of our own. And we join in on hateful behavior to prove that we are not weak. If everyone simply bought into the idea of just being kind to themselves and to others, the world would be a better place. Today, I'd like to look at three parts of being kind: harmlessness, humility, and honesty. All three collectively will reveal the power of kindness. Although we should not partake in kindness for the pat on the back or the affirmations thereafter, it is important to know that the person who most immediately benefits from an act of kindness is the one initiating the act themselves. Emory University conducted a study that illustrated the phenomenon of helper's high. When participants enacted kindness, the reward and pleasure centers of their brain lit up as if they were the ones receiving the kindness. Being kind releases serotonin into the body, a hormone known for healing wounds, calming the nervous system, and happiness. We all know what it's like to be stressed. Our bodies are tense, ready to fight or flight. This is because of the hormone cortisol. Being kind reduces the amount of cortisol being pushed into the body by combating it with another hormone known as oxytocin, which is protective towards the heart by decreasing blood pressure. That being said, stress and kindness are therefore opposites of one another. Stress makes us unhappy. Kindness makes us happy. Stress weakens the immune system while kindness boosts it. Just to top it all off, stress speeds up aging while kindness slows aging. Perhaps the best things about kindness is that it's both teachable and contagious. Kindness is not only about helping others, but rather helping yourself. It is the most selfless, selfish act one could conduct. At first glance, harmlessness seems to be a passive quality, to do no harm. However, it is very much so an active quality as it requires self-awareness, intelligence, and goodwill. Think about all the ways people, perfect strangers even, can make your life miserable. Standing too close to you in an elevator, talking loudly on their cell phone in public, bringing in dirt from outside, not even attempting to laugh at your bad joke, or not saying thanks after you hold the door for them. Consciously or not, we all have been, and will be, slightly obnoxious. It is with harmlessness that we actively choose to make others' lives easier. This is a great example of harmlessness. Last year in one of my classes, this one boy had a particularly hard week. He was clearly stressed. He had bags under his eyes, and he complained tirelessly about how many assessments he had that week. But the thing was, he took his stress out on our teacher. He made these unwarranted rude comments for absolutely no reason, and it really bothered me. So I had a decision to make. I could call him out after class, tell him he was being a jerk, or I could let it go. In the end, I chose to let it go, not because I was afraid of what he might think of me after, but because he was already having a hard enough week. I didn't need to add to it. I knew that that kid wasn't fully represented in the comments he was making. I knew that he was an honest, good kid, and he was just having a bad week. So I let him have his bad week. But you see, harmlessness does not always mean treading lightly, like that example. Oftentimes it means going against the crowd, standing with an unpopular opinion, and ultimately choosing not to partake in the easy slander of the world, although everyone else might be. As philosopher Philo of Alexandria once said, "Be kind towards anyone you meet, because they are all engaged in a big battle." Remembering this common predicament makes us better people. We may only coexist and collaborate if we have respect towards one another. Now, this does not mean liking everyone. That's an impossible task. But it means that you have respect towards everyone's journeys, acknowledging that they all have their own battles, and you don't add any obstacles to it. Humility is not embarrassment. It is perhaps the greatest strength and tool for growth. In one of Goya's etchings, there's two words, "on apprendo," which directly translates to, "I am still learning." This is humility. In learning, those who think humbly of themselves often do better than those who think that they are overly confident in their ability, because they understand that they still have corrections to make and are thus more apt to listen and to learn. Humility begets our realization of our shared humanity. We are all fallible. However, it is when we learn not to dwell on our mistakes, but rather take them as lessons learned, do we lead better lives. If I do not try to be what I am not, I give myself permission to be who I am. Accepting who we are, the good and the bad, makes us better, better capable of benevolent irony, better able to stay in our place and make room for others. To be honest, Mom, those jeans don't really do you justice. Some would say this is too harsh to say to your mother. Others would say this is unapologetically honest. I would join the latter. You see, I could have let my mother buy the jeans, spend the money. She probably wouldn't have ever worn them ever again. But instead, I decided to tell an uncomfortable truth, and in my opinion, do her a favor. You see, honesty is the very basis of kindness, and that honesty lays the foundation for genuine acts of kindness that often tell uncomfortable truth. Being honest and kind is at times more difficult than saying yes when you mean no and smiling through the agony, yet it is always worth it. To be transparent is a biological relief. The lie detector test runs off the idea that when we lie, we subject our bodies to stress. After we invent the lie, we must keep the story, which only perpetuates anxiety. However, the brain tells the truth. We are therefore programmed to be sincere. So it's important for us to be honest with ourselves, because it is exhausting to live lives that are not our own. Take the Divine Comedy, the narrative of Dante's journey toward redemption, for example. The hypocrites in hell must wear lead capes painted gold. It's exhausting for them to wear these glamorous but false hoods every day that represent what they are not and what they will never be. The same goes for all of us. Being our truest selves alleviates the need to live a story that we did not write. So why do it? More often than not, we mask our emotions to save ourselves from judgment or to spare others from our apparent misery. Yet more often than not, when we share our own stories, we invite others to do the same, resulting in that key phrase, "I know how it feels." It is when we learn that we are not the only person in that boat, that there are 7 billion other people going through their own set of struggles, but their struggles are much more similar to ours than they are different. We feel a bit better. So it's not only important to be honest with ourselves, but to each other. When someone asks how your day is, be honest. If your day sucks, just say it. When you ask someone how their day is, mean it. It is okay not to be okay. It is okay to tell someone that you're not doing so great. We, as a society, we have silenced that. We have shamed that. So it's time for us to tell uncomfortable truth. It's time for us to have a bit of humility, to be harmless, and to be honest. Honesty is the very basis of kindness because kindness cannot exist in a world of masks and illusions. I'd like to close today with a series of self-affirmations. In times of doubt and confusion, I ask of you to remember this one thing. There are 7 billion people in this world. If you cannot find a kind person, be one, and you will start a change. It is time for us to be kind to ourselves after too many days of waking up, looking in the mirror, and saying, "You are not enough." Enough of what? You are enough, you have always been enough, and you will always be enough. Here are the self-affirmations. I am at peace with all that has happened, is happening, and will happen, because I know that everything is towards my highest good. I am strong, confident, and kind. I accept others as they are, and in turn, they accept me as I am. I deserve all that is good. I release any need for misery and suffering. I am never alone. This one, I think, is the most important. I am never alone. Today, the door is open for all opportunities for me. I approve of myself. Thank you.
All right. Now, moving on to another musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned, not leave that frequency.
Washambamo is turning your shopping into winning. Spend 200 Namibian dollars or more at any shop in Washambamo and you could win a 500 Namibian dollars shopping voucher every Friday. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win. Don't miss out. Visit Washambamo in Ondangwa from 3rd to 31st July 2026. Shop, enter your till slip with your name and number into the competition box located in the mall and stand a chance to win a shopping voucher from Washambamo. Don't miss our lucky winner live draw on Eagle FM every Friday from 1500 hours.
no more you and me. Yes, I'ma let you go so I can be free.
Was enough and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Close. Let's see what's on the border. I feel like I'm going to tell you now.
44 minutes past the hour of 9. We have exactly 16 minutes until we hand over the mic to the next program, and that's Urwazi with Neshila. Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. Kindness is our topic discussion, and before we went for the musical break, I touched on the fake and the true kindness. You know, we would find ourselves, you know, interacting with fake friends. Or let me say friends that we try to say they are so kind, they are being kind towards us, but not really knowing that this kindness is coming with string attached, pardon me, or it's the fake kindness we are getting, which is also like more of like fake kindness. Now, you'd find that you'd have this type of friends, you know, that only reach out when they need something from you. And you're often their first call for a favor, but they're invisible when you need help or support. You know, there's also this kind of way where you are being kind, you're showing the love, you show the care towards your friend, but then you'd find that, okay, now you need help from her or from him, and then you try to approach them for help. Not because you know that, no, you also used to help them or not or so forth, but because we are friends. I mean, if I'm friends with you and I know we have a strong relationship, we have a strong friendship, I wouldn't fail to, you know, come across you and or fear to come to you and ask for help from you, because I know very well that I'll be able to get the finance and all that from them. So, I mean, I won't see any problem with it, because we are friends and we are there for each other, right? That's what friendship is for. So, I try to approach you to ask for help, not because I know that I've been caring and all that. No, but because we are friends, right? So there's all that type of kindness, but it doesn't mean, when I'm all kind and going all out for you, it means that it's a must for you to also pay me back. But if I know that, no, the situation right now that I'm in, I really need help, I will approach you, because we have a strong friendship, right? And there's another thing also, there are some unsupportive friends for your success. You know, you'd find that instead of genuinely celebrating your achievements, they may downplay them, act dismissive, or try to one up you. And then also that loyalty, their loyalty conditional. You know, they act like a friend only when it benefits their ego, you know, like social standing or conveniences. So sometimes this person will be only like kind to you when they know that, no, this is their chance of being closer to you, being more kind to you, because they know that if they fail to do so, they might end up missing out on this you know, chapter and all that. And then also another thing, also you would find that there are some out there that don't really care that much for you, but they care what you carry, or they care what you have. You're in a friendship with someone, but they don't care. They care about what you are having. So once it goes away, they also disappear. This is what is something I talk about. Like, you'd find that you have a friend, and then you end up getting something. Let me say you get a better job position, then there's so much benefits, and then this and that and that, and then this friend of yours knows that, now I have to make sure that he or she is focused, because if not, and if he or she loses this, then also, no, then it, when it comes to me also, then it's no good for me. So you are there, you are sacrificing all this, knowing that you have a whole friend that's close to you, a loving, caring friend, not knowing that this person doesn't care about you, but they care for what you have, you know, because they know that they are gaining something from it. So we have exactly 48 minutes past the hour of 9, so we have It's actually 49 minutes. So we have 11 minutes until we close off. But before that, let me just go for another short musical break so we can come close off with our topic discussion of today. And that's on the real friendship, pardon me, kindness, and the fake kindness.
Someday things will work out for my good. I've cried in the dark, but I understood. And yeah, sweet donna, que la tanga bambe. The journey of life is a heavy road. Bare feet on the stone, still I carry hope. Nane, sweet dunake,
feel the faith within. Now, yeah, sweet doing.
All right, someday things will work out for us. 54 minutes past the hour of 10, and we have come to the end of our topic discussion. So from me, my dear listeners, true kindness asks for nothing in return. So not everyone who wants help, you will ever need your help. And not everyone who you help will have the chance to repay you. So kindness is not an investment. It's a reflection of your own character. So let's act out of kindness and make the world a happier place for everyone. You know, they can boost feelings of confidence, being in control, happiness and optimism, but they may also encourage others to repeat the good deeds they have experienced themselves, contributing to a more positive community. So from me, Francina, I have come to the end of our topic discussion for today. And please do take care of yourself. And please remember, if you are driving, don't drink. And if you are drinking, do not drive. From me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet again next Saturday, same time, same place. And that's, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Gave you the benefit of the doubt till you show me what you want to find. my people who just lost somebody. Your best friend, your baby, your man or your lady. Put your hand way up high. We will never say. They were